The Torah refers to the holiday of Shavuot as Yom HaBikurim, as well as that's in Parashas Pinchas, and in Parashas Re'eh is Chag HaShavuot. That's the name in our Torah of the holiday. However, we find in Chazal a different name. Shavuot is also known, is called as an Atzeres. We find by the Mishnah Bikurim, you don't bring before Atzeres, or there's a Gemara Sachim about a Machlokes Rabbi Elazar or Yeshua on the mitzvah Simchas Yontov, on how do you celebrate Chatzi Lashem v'Chatzi Lachem. So even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says it's either Kulo Lashem or not, but Hakol Be'inim Ba'atzeres Be'inim Lachem. So Shavuos is called Atzeres in Midrabanan. So why is it, if Chazal, why did Chazal create a new name? What was wrong with Yom HaBikurim or Chag HaShavuos? What's the meaning of Atzeres? So where do we find Atzeres? So actually we find biblical Atzeres. We all know Shemini Atzeres. And also Shvi Shel Pesach is also known as Atzeres. So we do find the last day of Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, and Shemini Atzeres is called Atzeres in the Torah. So what's the definition of Atzeres in the Torah? So we find as well, you know, the Kedushas Levi points out, Levi Mibarditchev, that the difference between Chag HaMatzos and the Yontov of Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, the Torah calls, or we call it a Pesach, he calls a Matzah to show our emunah in him. And Pesach, we praise him, he passed over us. So Rav Yechezkel Abramsky in the Chazon Yechezkel points out, why does the Torah call Shemini Atzeres, Shvi Shel Pesach Atzeres? So if it's something which is just an Isser Malacha, and there's no special mitzvah, Atzeres, that's all you're doing, it's resting. This is Isser Malacha, that's all you're doing. So by Shavuos, and besides the Issa Malacha, we have the mitzvah of the Shtei HaLechem. So in fact, the chitim of the Shtei HaLechem, that's the first thing you brought. So that's what you brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, when the Beis HaMikdash was up, we had the Shtei HaLechem, so therefore, it can't be called an Atzeres, because we have something. But once this post temple, post Beis HaMikdash, we no longer have a temple, so therefore we only have Issa Malacha, and therefore it's Atzeres. So okay, so that explains why we call it Atzeres today. However, the question is, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a mitzvah? Why by Rosh Hashanah we have one, by Sukkot, but how come there's no mitzvah besides the Issa Malacha? So that's that. They say over b'shemer of Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler explains to you, because when it comes to the Anei HaKavod, we don't have it anymore. So what do? We sit in the sukkah instead, corresponding to the Anei HaKavod. We have matzah, so we matzah yishan alachem al shema. We go back and we have to do matzah. You know, matzah could be daraisa, but or marar, which is the rabbanan. But Rav Aaron Kola points out, by Ma'amar Har Sinai, it's still here. The same Torah we have thousands of years ago given Har Sinai, we have today. Of course, we have the same principles. The principles given to Moshe Har Sinai never change. The application is different. When you apply the same principle and put it to a different application, you're going to come up with a different result. However, for instance, there's a discussion, the Gemara calls, in Megillah, calls the Aron Kodesh Tashmishi Kedusha. Why is it Tashmishi Kedusha? Pashas, it shouldn't be. Because the Torahs don't come directly, they have a mantle, they have covers, they don't come directly in touch with the Sefer, with the Aron Kodesh. So the different reasons. Some just say, if it's stored, if it's for Kavod HaTorah, that would be enough. Some say the part that sits down, the actual handles, even though that's not really part of the Torah, is a famous carbon nisanel, which we don't paskin like, because we accept his yisod in general. So he writes that really, bizman ha-gemara, that's when Aaron Kodesh was tashmishei kedusha. But bizman, I said, it's not why. What's changed? Because bizman ha-gemara, earlier times, the sifrei Torah were not covered. Who was poor? You had a couple sifrei Torah. You had one cover. You put them in without a cover. Whichever sefer Torah you took out, you put a cover on. So back in the day, the Sefer Torah touched directly with the Aron Kodesh, so therefore it was Tashmishei Kedusha. But Bizman Hazeh, that we have raffle when we have our own cover, so therefore it's not Tashmishei Kedusha. So we don't paskin like the carbon and the sun. We paskin, nevertheless, even though if that's true, we have other reasons why something that will cover the Torah, that also has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. But the Yisod is true, that the principle doesn't change, and therefore the application changes. So that's what Rav Aaron Cutler points out, that it's true, we didn't need a mitzvah, because the mitzvah, the same mitzvah, see, by other mitzvahs, we don't have the Anani HaKavod, we don't have the same mitzvah anymore. But the mitzvah by Torah is always, and therefore, that's why it's called an Atzeres. And that's why we don't have a new mitzvah. So in our Torah, it's not called an atzeres because it had the shtei halechem. Post Beis HaMikdash, it's an atzeres because back in the day they had the shtei halechem. But bizman hazeh, we know a shemini atzeres, shvi atzeres is only isa malacha. So therefore it's an atzeres, and he specifically set it up that way on the whole yontif of Shavuos because the Torah was there, and therefore it's the same Torah that was given Moshe Gibbe Torah Mi Sinai. That's the same Torah that we have today.